The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Today's shiur is in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that the Taltalin is nicknames the Meshicha and not with Kinyan Mois. When two people exchange, Mois Koines Azov, Azov Koines Akesev, Akesev Eni Koines Azov, only the Meshicha actually completes the Kinyan. If only Mois was given over, then the Kinyan is not completed. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Toyer Mois Koines. This means that midiraisa, the halachis, Rabbi Yochanan says, and we passkin that way, not like Rish Lakish, that the kinyan was completed with kinyan kesef midiraisa. Chazal were afraid that if Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is the meicher, Shimon is the lekeach, and Shimon buys an item from Reuven, then when Shimon would give the money over to Reuven, Reuven would be negligent in watching the items that are still under his care. They're owned after all by Shimon, and Shimon already paid him his money. Therefore, and Chazal called this, Shema Nisifu Gzera Shema Yoyim Aloy Nisifu Chitecha Bo'aliyah. He'll say, I'm sorry, your items were burnt in the place where they were, in the warehouse, that your items that you bought for me are standing, they were burnt, and I'm sorry, the loss is yours. The money that was paid to Reuven already belongs to Reuven, and Shimon will take the loss. Chazal didn't want that. Chazal wanted that Reuven should watch the items for Shimon. The Shulchan Aruch says the Loshen, Lefikach hemidu chachomim b'shus ha-moicher kidei shi'ishtadl v'yatzl. Chazal said that the Kinyan was not consummated until Meshicha was actually done on the goods that were bought, and therefore Reuven will still be careful to watch the items, therefore, because if he doesn't and the goods are damaged, the goods are burnt in a fire, then the damage will be incurred by him. He'll have to give his money back to Reuven. He'll have to give his money back to Shimon. Now, the Gemara says that there are cases in which this rule is not true, and Chazal left the Kinyan Deiraisa, which was Kinyan Mois. Chazal left that Kinyan. In a case, there are certain cases that are Milsa de Lashchicha that are discussed in Daf Mem Ches. And there's also a case where there is no chash nisufu chitecho baliyah. The Gemara discusses a case, and it's brought in Choshe Mishpat Kuf Tzadik Ches, a case where the place where the items are, right? Reuven sold items to Shimon. The warehouse that Reuven had his goods was actually a warehouse that was owned by Shimon. Shimon had been renting this warehouse to Reuven. Being that this place actually belongs to Shimon, and Shimon is a rogel in the Lashon of the Rishonim, in this place, if there's actually a fire there, since it's his house, or he lives adjacent to the warehouse, because he will be there on site to prevent the fire from spreading, therefore there is no actual concern that his goods will be damaged, because he'll be oimid on the dleika. He'll put out the fire the same way Reuven would, and therefore Chazal were not afraid that Shimon would take a loss of his goods being under Reuven's care, and Reuven would be negligent. In that case, Mois is koyne. The Ramon Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches takes this one step further. He says the halacha b'shem the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that in a place which is fireproof, in a place where there is no chash dleika, over there again Chazal were not concerned that Shimon would take an unfair loss of his items being burnt under Reuven's care before he had made Meshicha and taken custody of his items that he had already paid money for. In that case, being that there is no chash dleika, the kinyan of Mois will stand as is the din deraisa. For instance, let's give a case. Reuven and Shimon complete a deal on diamonds. The diamonds were looked at by Shimon. After the deal was already concluded, the handshakes were exchanged all around. Shimon, the diamonds in the interim had already been put back into the safe. When the deal was completed, Shimon handed over to Reuven cash for the goods, and the goods will be delivered to him in his business tomorrow or next week. That night, thieves broke into Reuven's safe. and cleaned out all the diamonds that were there. Can Reuven tell Shimon, I'm sorry, you already paid me money, the diamonds were yours, it's your loss? Or in that case also, being that Shimon was not actually Meshach, Shimon did not take custody of the diamonds that he had already bought and paid for, over there also the Kinyan Mois is not Chal, and Shimon can demand back his money from Reuven the seller. The Rambam says, in that case also, the Kinyan is completed, being that there was no Chashash Leika because of safe. Had l'chayr, there's no chash that the diamonds will be burnt in a fireproof safe. Whereas, let's say if somebody buys fruits or goods or material, etc., and the items are lying in a warehouse where there's a very real concern that there could be a fire, if the balabos is not concerned with watching the items that are under his care. Therefore, Chazal left the kinyan mois intact in the case of the safe, and then actually Shimon would incur the loss. Reuven was already paid, and it's Shimon's mazel. Shimon had already paid him money, and the money stays by Reuven, and Shimon loses his diamonds. However, there are different cases that are subjects of contention between Achroinim. Let's discuss a few of them. The Machne Ephraim takes the same idea of exceptions to the rule where there is no Chash Dleika, and he bases a Dvar Chiddush LaHalacha on a Tosfos. Tosfos says in Daf Mem Vav that even though Chazal were Mafkia Kinyan Kesef, because there's a Chash of Nisufu Chitecha Baalia, if Reuven and Shimon completed a business sale with a Kinyan Suder, money had not yet been exchanged. Reuven sold Shimon an item. They made a Kinyan Suder in order to consummate the deal. And then the item is burnt, damaged, stolen, etc. Or, even without that, let's say Shimon wants to be Chayzer and back out of the deal. Can he back out of the deal? Was the deal completed? Tosfos says that since by a Kinyan Suder, Bederech Klal, As a matter of course, the Kinyan Suder is completed before money actually exchanges hands. When there's a verbal agreement, that verbal agreement is signed with the Kinyan Suder, is sealed with the Kinyan Suder. Therefore, there's no chash that Reuven, the seller, will be negligent in watching the items that are still under his care, because usually he hasn't gotten his money yet. The only time we're afraid that he's going to be negligent is by Kinyan Kesef, where he's already been paid. He has his money. But over here, even if you say that the Kinyan is complete by a Kinyan Suder, since he hasn't gotten his money, Shimon will be quite hesitant to hand over the money that he owes to Reuven on items that were damaged. He really doesn't want to buy them now. He's stuck. He's not going to hand over his money. Reuven is going to have to take Shimon into Beis Din. Therefore, Reuven, in order to avoid the hassle, will give it his all to watch those items to make sure they're safely delivered to Shimon. Tosfos says this l'gabi Suder. The Machne Ephraim takes this a step further and says that where Shimon paid Reuven with a shtar choiv. Now, many poskim hold in Simen Kuf Tzadik that a shtar choiv is Kinyan Kesef. When somebody hands over a promissory note, an IOU, in our lexicon, Shimon, the buyer, handed over an IOU to Reuven with the price of the goods that Reuven agreed to sell to Shimon. In that case also, since Reuven didn't actually receive his money, and Shimon will be quite hesitant to pay him his money if the items will not be delivered to him, over there also there is no chash nisufu chitecha ba'aliyo, and in that case also the Kinyan Kesef will stand as is the din deraisa. The Nesivis disagrees categorically with the Machne Ephraim. He says that there's a basic distinction between Kinyan Suder, which is discussed in Tosfos, which is another Kinyan. Chazal were only geyser on the Kinyan of Kesef, because over there there's a very real concern of Nisufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Kinyan Suder, as a rule, is a Kinyan in which there is no Chash Nisufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, as we explained. However, Kinyan Mois, in a different form, in other words, a Shtar Choyv, let's say in our way, writing a check. Shimon, the buyer, paid Reuven with a check, up front, even though the items had not yet, the items are going to be delivered to him in a week from now. A check, according to many poskim, is like a shtar choiv. It's not kesef, and we know that you could really the buyer, if he knows that his items are not going to be delivered, what's he going to do? He'll call up the bank and he'll cancel the check for a small fee. In which case, there's a very real concern that Reuven's not going to get his money. Why would Reuven be negligent and not make sure that the items were delivered to Shimon? In that case, there is no chash nisufu chitecha ba'aliyah. However, the Nesida says, since those are all variations, the shtar choiv is a variation of Kinyan Kesef, when Chazal were mafkir, the Kinyan Kesef, they were mafkir it in totality. They didn't differentiate between different cases. Of course, in a case where the place, as we discussed before, is fireproof, or the place is still shayach, it's really owned by the lekeach, over there, Chazal were mafkir, it's a little bit difficult to reconcile the svar of Nesivis with the Gemara, that does differentiate between different cases of King Gezer. However, this is what the Nesivis says, and many places can bring this la'alocha. Another case which is discussed in these terms of a Kinyan Kesef where there is no case of Nisufu Chitega, where there is no Shash of Nisufu Chitega Baliyah, is where a down payment was put. Reb Kiva Eger in a Tshuva brings a Machlechis, he says in the name of the Sma, that it's quite possible that if Shimon, the buyer, had paid Reuven 20%, had given him a down payment, there's a very real reason why Shimon would be quite concerned with making sure that the goods are delivered to Shimon safely. He didn't get 80% of the money, he only got 20% of the down payment. Over the years, Reb Kiva Eger says there's a very real tzad, that the Kenyan was consummated by Kenyan Kesef, because there is no Chash Nesufu Chitega Baliyah. Reb Moshe, in Igris Moshe, in Etshuvas, Barichus proves that there is no such Shita. He's Doicha, the Mashmos, that Reb Kiva Eger brings in the Sma. And he says that over there, of course, the Kenyan Kesef of a down payment and Kenyan Kesef that was paid in totality is the same thing. Similar to the idea of the Nesivis, that we're Kinyan Kesef was performed, the Kinyan Chazal said does not complete the deal until Mashiach is performed, and it doesn't make a difference what variation of Kinyan Kesef and whether that variation in actuality does not have a Chash Nisufu Chitecha Baliyah. Another issue which is discussed in the same context of cases where there is no Chash of Nisufu Chitecha Baliyah, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Simon Kuf Tzadik Ches, is a machlokes between the Muki Yosef and the Ram. And it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch that when Shimon is not actually buying something from Reuven, but he's renting it from Reuven, in that case also, Reuven would be quite concerned with the safety of the item, even though it hadn't been delivered. Let's give a case. Shimon rents a car from Reuven. Reuven has a car rental agency. Shimon rents the car from him, and he doesn't need the car till 2 days from now. He puts the money down up front, and then he goes home and he changes his mind. Can Shimon pull out of the deal and say, look, I didn't drive the car away, Meshicha or Mesira had not yet been performed, it was only Kinyan Kesef, the Taltalin, Chazal, say is not Konri, but Kinyan Kesef, in which case I could change my mind on the sale, with a Mishapara, as we saw in the Mishnah. Or, in that case also, since Reuven will be concerned with the welfare of the car as much as Shimon, because it's his car, and more loss will be incurred by him if the car is stolen or damaged or burnt in a fire, etc. Because the car is going to be his for the next 20 years. Shimon is only renting the car for the next month. Over there also, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and this is halacha from the Nemuki Yosef, that in that case also there is no chash nisufu chitecha ba'aliyo, because Reuven will be as concerned with the welfare of the item, the mtaltalin, which is bought as much as Shimon, and in that case also, Kinyan Kesef will be kinder, Shimon will not be allowed to change his mind once Kesef was given over, even a down payment, as we discussed. Another case which is discussed is a machlokes between the Shar Mishpot and the Choshen Aron, which is a sefer from Rav Aaron Valkin, the Pinsker Rav before World War II on Choshen Mishpot, and they discuss where Shimon paid Reuven, where Shimon bought from Reuven not a whole item, he bought from him 50% of an item. Reuven had bought something, and Shimon decided that he wants a partnership, and Reuven was willing to cut costs by selling part of that item to Shimon. In which case, even though Shimon had not yet made Meshicha, over there also Reuven would be as concerned with Shimon in protecting this, in ensuring the safety of the item, because it's as much his as Shimon's. Over there also there is no chash of Nisufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, and the Achronim argue in that case also whether Shimon, the buyer, would be able to pull out of the deal after handing over Kesef before actually having been Moshech the item, which is the Kenyan that the Rabbanah instituted by Meshicha. So again, just a quick summary. Different cases where even though Chazal were mafkia Kenyan Kesef, still if in the case where there's no Chash Nisufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, the Kenyan Derabbanan was left intact. The Nafkiminis, as we said, would be being Choyzer. Shimon, the buyer, would be allowed to renege on the sale in a case where where Kinyan Mois was Mavutl, and where he hadn't yet made a Mashiach, where Kinyan Kesef was left as the Kinyan, so then the deal is done, and neither Reuven nor Shimon can be Chayzer. The case which is discussed in the Gemara is a place where there's no Shash Dleika, because Shimon has as much access to that place as Reuven, Abaye Shal Meicher, Abaye Shal Seicher. The Ramah takes this one step further and discusses a case that we said like a safe with diamonds inside, a place which is fireproof. We discussed the case of the Machne Ephraim. Based on Tosfos of Kinyan Suda, the Machne Ephraim takes that also to a Kinyan Kesef of a Shtar Choyv. The Nesivos and Rav Moshe disagree that in Kinyan Mois itself there is no chilek, not in the case of a Shtar Choyv, a check as we discussed, or in a case of a down payment. Chazal, Tosfos is only mechalek between Kinyan Mois and Kinyan Suda, which is totally a different type of Kinyan. And we discussed two more cases, in a case where an item was not bought, but a case where an item was rented, where it was a rental sale. A rental sale also is only completed with Meshicha. However, over there is no Shash Nisavukitech Baliyah, in which case the Kinyan Kesef was left by Chazal intact. And also a case in buying into a partnership of a Metaltalin, in which case the Meicher and the Lekech are equally concerned with the safety of the item, because both of them have the same loss if the item will be damaged or burnt.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.